Yeah, yeah, we love the internet. But honestly, it's a bit of a brain drain, no? So what if we showed you how to make money? I mean significant money on the internet from home. They're earnrealincome.com, and they help about 1,000 people a month to start their own home business over the internet. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring potential customers right to your computer. You can literally make money 24/7, even while you sleep. Like Anne.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
EarnRealIncome.com is affiliated with a multi-billion-dollar company, so let them show you how to make great money from home. And click that Earn Real Income banner, because they're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit EarnRealIncome.com.
You are listening to the Way of Consciousness Radio Network, programming to help you explore and rediscover and remember your inner divinity. This is a production of the Order of the Friends of Yeshua. The Order of the Friends of Yeshua community was created to offer support to those who continually seek to embody the Christ message of love, forgiveness, compassion, oneness, and peace. OFJ is not interested in creating yet another worldly structure which could, by its very nature, set itself apart and seeks not to focus on the personhood of Yeshua Jesus, but to share in the divine realization that he came to share with us, which is that we are all created in the image and likeness of God, and that the kingdom of God is within. OFJ community is an all-inclusive community of spiritual seekers. We offer dialogue and studies for deep inner spiritual development and seminary courses for ordained ministry. If you feel called to be a part of OFJ community or to receive our monthly newsletter, please send an email to ofjcommunity@gmail.com. We'll be happy to send you information about membership in the various programs we offer. In these times of great change, OFJ community's mission is to offer spiritual support, friendship, and direction to all. Now, to our program. This is A Course in Miracles in Christ Vision, seeing through the eyes.
Good morning. This is Father Brian Rice welcoming you. If you're a live listener, if you stuck around long enough to get through our technical difficulties, which are a very big reality, and especially in the world of technology, we can't become too dependent on it, but it's such a great medium, such a great tool to bring people together all across the world, all across this great United States. So, in efforts to expand on the points already made in the first two episodes, again, this is episode 3, I wanted to skip backwards, actually continuing to rewind, to the idea that miracles are seen in light, which is lesson 91 of the workbook. And before we do that, before we go through that lesson, I want to remind you, if this is a first time listening experience for Christ Vision, is our innate right. It is our innate state. It is the culmination of attaining not only miracle-mindedness, as is taught in A Course in Miracles, but it's the spirit mind we are to embody. to see all things as they really are, as absolute divine love, manifested as brilliant, radiant light and truth, emanations from the unified field, the allness of God presence, God consciousness, that lives and flows in us, and through us, through conscious choosing to see only Christ manifest through all creation. So once again, I invite you to journey with me. And I always attempt to provide fresh insights about how to return to the state of Edenic oneness. The choice is not far off. The choice is ours. The choice has always been ours. To remain hidden in God presence, in God consciousness. To be in full union, primal God union. That is the state in which we abide now. But it's the little self, it's the false self, it's the ego self that has constructed barriers to that reality, to that way of seeing. Christ's vision is seeing through the eyes of the divine. I cut off the title at the beginning of the show, and I apologize for that. I turn to lesson 91, where again we meditate upon the reality of what Christ's vision helps make possible, which is the reality that miracles are seen in light. Miracles themselves are light. Light that we share, light that we manifest, light that is filtered through us, the God river of light from the light continuum, the truth continuum. It is important to remember, Jesus says, that miracles and vision necessarily go together. This needs repeating, and frequent repeating. It is a central idea in our new thought system, and the perception that it produces. The miracle, or Christ's vision, as I am adding, is always there. Its presence is not caused by your vision, by the ego's vision, by the separative, fearful vision. Again, those are my additions. Its absence is not the result of your failure to see. It is only your awareness of miracles that is affected. You will see them in the light. You will not see them in the dark. You then, light. Light is crucial. While you and I remain in darkness, if we do, the miracle of Christ's vision remains unseen. Thus, we are convinced it is not there. This follows from the premises from which the darkness comes. Denial of light, the very light of Christ, the anointed presence, the anointed light presence within all of us, every creation. It leads to failure to perceive it. Failure to perceive light is to perceive darkness. The guide is useless to you then, even though it is there. You cannot use it because its presence is unknown to you. In the seeming reality of the darkness makes the idea of light meaningless. Yeshua Jesus continues to tell us that to be told that what we do not see is there. It sounds like insanity. It is very difficult to become convinced that it is insanity not to see what is there, and to see what is not there instead. We do not doubt that the body's eyes can see. We do not doubt the images they show us are reality. Our faith lies in the darkness, not in the light. How can this be reversed? For you, for me, for all of us, it is impossible, but we are not alone in this. Our efforts, however little they may be, have strong support. Did we but realize how great this strength, our doubts would vanish. Today, we will devote ourselves to the attempt to let you feel this strength. When you have felt the strength in you, which makes all miracles within your easy reach, you will not doubt. The miracles your sense of weakness hides will leap into awareness as you feel the strength in you. Miracles. Miracles are seen in light. The body's eye. They do not perceive light. But I am not a body. So what am I? If we are not a body, we are light. We need to be aware of what the Holy Spirit uses to replace the image of a body in our mind. We need to feel something to put our faith in as we gift it from the body. We need a real experience of something else, something more solid and more sure, more worthy of our faith, and really there. If we are not a body, what are we? Our mistaken thoughts that need to be corrected by Christ's vision, by the miracle itself. We can begin to do it by saying, I am not weak, but strong. I am not helpless, but all-powerful. I am not limited, but unlimited. I am not doubtful, but certain. I am not an illusion, but a reality. I cannot see in darkness, but in light. Try to relax. Take 3 deep breaths. Release each one slowly. Now say to yourself, miracles are seen in light, in light, in strength, are one. True seeing is not tied up with the body, its eyes, and its brain. We have many magical beliefs that come from the conviction that we are bodies, and the body's eyes can see. We also believe that the body's brain can think. But if we understand the nature of thought, we could look back at this insane idea. It is as if you thought you held the match that lights the sun and gives it all its warmth, or that you held the world within your hand, securely bound until you let it go. Yet this is no more foolish than to believe the body's eyes can see, the brain can think. In God's, it is God's strength, Christ's vision in you, that is the light in which you see, as it is his mind with which you think. His strength denies your weakness. It is your weakness that sees through the body's eyes, peering about in darkness to behold the likeness of itself, the small, the weak, the sickly, and the dying. Those in need, the helpless and afraid, the sad, the poor, the starving and the joyless, these are seen through eyes that cannot see and cannot bless. So, strength overlooks these things by seeing past appearances. It keeps its steady gaze upon the light that lies beyond them. It unites with light, Christ love, Christ vision, God presence, God consciousness, the God life flowing through you of which it is a part. It sees itself. It brings the light in which your true self, your Christ self appears. In darkness you perceive a small little self that is not there. Strength is the truth about you. Weakness is an idol. Falsely worshipped and adorned, that strength may be dispelled and darkness rule. For God appointed that there should be light. True strength of Christ's vision comes from truth and shines with Christ's light. Its source is given it. The God presence releases. I tell you, brothers and sisters, the God presence, the God life going through you, releases weakness and reflects only truth. The false sort of strength that comes from fear is sick and it looks on sickness. But truth, Christ's vision is a savior and can only will for happiness and peace for everyone. It gives its strength to everyone who asks. In limitless supply. It sees that strength to everyone who asks. It sees that lack in anyone would be a lack in all, and so there is no lack. And so, truth Christ's vision gives each person, each situation, its light, that all may see and benefit as one. Its strength is shared, that it may bring to all the miracle in which they will unite in purpose and forgiveness, in love. Do not hide. Do not hide your light, I say. Do not hide the God within you. These are my thoughts, inspired by Yeshua. Light and joy and peace abide in us. We think we are the home of evil, darkness, and sin. We've been sadly mistaken, misinformed. You think if what is true about you were revealed to you, you would be struck with horror so intense that you would rush to death by your own hand, living on after seeing this being impossible. Many times we fix our beliefs on fear, and so we use the structures in our lives to justify maintaining that fear. Today, I ask you to question this, to question the structures, to question the thought paradigms that have been ingrained in your head, in your brain. We try to shift from the point of view that we think from and see from a very different reference point. It's God's will that we see through the eyes of Christ, that we identify with the Christ, that we look upon all with the love of Christ. So that means forgiving. So that means being compassionate. So that means extending and joining with others, being in communion with others, sharing our hearts, allowing the vibration of love go freely from the center of our being. We now turn to the idea of forgiveness that is so prevalent in the Course in Miracles. Forgiveness is the face of Christ. Forgiveness is for God and toward God, but it is not of Him. It is impossible to think of anything He created that could need forgiveness. This is a radical idea, I add. But if you But open your mind and open your heart. Open your heart more so we can inform the mind, to retrain the mind, to see that forgiveness then is an illusion. But because of its purpose, which is the Holy Spirit's, the cosmic vibratory power, it has one difference. Unlike other illusions, it leads away from error and not towards it. Forgiveness might be called a kind of happy fiction, Yeshua says, a way in which the unknowing can bridge the gap between their perception and the truth. the insane perception that God is an enemy that we need to appease is rooted in error, in thinking errors. And so, I share with you a thought of peace. The face of Christ, he has to be seen before the memory of God can return. The reason is because seeing the face of Christ heals. Seeing the face of Christ requires a healed perception. The face of Christ is the great symbol of forgiveness. It is the salvation symbol of the real world. Whoever looks on the face of Christ, in the stranger you meet, all those who you greet, is enacting the salvation for the real world to be birthed, the new earth, the new humanity. Whoever looks upon the face of Christ in all helps redeem and save this world. And in doing so, you are as near to heaven as is possible to be in this life. The gate of heaven then is but a step away, one choice away. God's will is all there is. Steps we take involve a shift. There's a place from time to time. As a perception, it is part unreal. The step itself, it will soon vanish as well. And what remains after we choose, after we make the choice, is peace eternal in the will of God. How lovely does the world become in just the single instant when you see the truth about yourself reflected there. You see the face of Christ in yourself and in everyone you meet. You are forever sinless. You are holy, and you will perceive it so. Through Christ's vision, by seeing Christ in the crowd, by seeing Christ in the homeless, by seeing Christ in the needy, in the hungry, in the naked, in the poor, your mind returns to your Creator, and you join with the Father in Christ the Son, and you realize and you embrace the unity of unities that stands behind all joining. In true knowing, God is not seen only, not only understood, but known. It is true perception that we concern ourselves with in each day's step forward on our journey. We know that the world we see is an illusion and that God did not create it, but what he creates must be eternal as himself. Yet there is nothing in the world you see that will endure forever. Some things will last in time a little while longer than others, but the time will come when all things visible will have an end. The body's eyes, not the divine eyes, are therefore not the means by which the real world can be seen, for the illusions that they look upon must lead to more illusions of reality. And so they do. For everything they see not only will not last, but lends itself to thoughts of a sin-based belief system and neurotic guilt. While everything that God created is forever without sin, and therefore is forever without guilt, gnosis or knowledge, divine insights, it is not the remedy for false perception, since being but an abstraction, it can never truly allow you on its own to see. The one correction possible for false perception must be true perception. Christ vision, right now. Right now. True perception is a remedy with many names. Forgiveness, salvation, atonement, true perception, all are one. Christ vision and these synonyms are the one beginning with the end to lead to oneness, far beyond their function. True perception, Christ vision, is the means by which the world is saved from any belief or condemnation that the world places upon it. We are saved from sin, because ultimately we are not sinners. For sin does not exist. And it is this that true perception sees. And so, the world stands like a block before Christ's face. But true perception looks on it as nothing more than just a fragile veil, so easily dispelled that it can last no longer than an instant. It's the face of Christ. It's seeing the face of Christ through the eyes of Christ, that we make all things new, that we bind and loose, that we bless those who curse. That we bless the sick in their wholeness. We bless the desperate in their complete trust and faith in God. So as we prepare to close today, let us remember and realign with the reality that the unity of unities is the true joining of Father, Son, Holy Spirit. In oneness, we manifest the new heaven and the new earth. See, and you will be seen. Love, and you will be loved. Be who you are, which is Christ. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your day. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to A Course in Miracles and Christ's Vision, Seeing Through Eyes of the Divine, here on the Way of Consciousness Radio Network, programming to inspire you to live from the divine indwelling within you. This was a production of the Order of the Friends of Yeshua. The Order of the Friends of Yeshua community was created to offer support to those who continually seek to embody the Christ message of love, forgiveness, compassion, oneness, and peace. OFJ is not interested in creating yet another worldly structure, which could, by its very nature, set itself apart and seeks not to focus on the personhood of Yeshua, Jesus, but to share in the divine realization that he came to share with us, which is that we are all created in the image and likeness of God, and that the kingdom of heaven is within. OFJ Community is an all-inclusive fellowship of spiritual seekers. We offer dialogue and studies for deep inner spiritual development in seminary courses for ordained ministry. If you feel called to be part of OFJ Community or to receive our monthly newsletter, please send an email to ofjcommunity@gmail.com. That's ofjcommunity@gmail.com. We'll be happy to send you information about membership and the various programs we offer. In these times of great change, OFJ Community's mission is to offer spiritual support, friendship, and direction to all. You can find us on the World Wide Web at ofjcommunity.org, ofjmediamonastery.info, on YouTube at www.youtube.com/user/OFJTV. To find us in the Apostolic Communion, you may find us at apostoliccommunion.info. Thank you again. This is executive producer of the Way of Consciousness Radio Network, Father Brian Michael Rice.